CVA Mobile. CVA KN4VWA. What's up, Dave?
Well, I went to Dave's Hardware to get a bolt that vibrated out of my weed eater, and I can't find it, so I just went to get another one, and he sold me the wrong one. So then the thread was pretty close, so I just went ahead and stuck it in my it's a 6mm by 1, and I've got a tap or a die for that with my snap-on set, and so I started running it through there, and it got down to the bottom of the die, and it locked up. So, and now it won't go any further in, it won't come out. So anyway, I don't know what I'm gonna do about that, but I'm gonna right now I gotta go back and get another stupid
thread buster and then heat it. We're building tomorrow if you wanted to come up and fly.
I just might do that, especially if it's raining. I was supposed to put together some recliners for my mother-in-law, but they're not going to come till Friday now, so I guess I'll be free tomorrow.
To come up and fly the simulator, just let me know if you're coming and I'll bring it down here to the building.
Cokey pokey, what are you doing today?
Up around my building and trying to weed eat out there, and right now I'm just in the house trying to get a little bit of electrolytes and cool off a little bit.
Toasty out here, and my car says 85 degrees, and that was straight out of the garage, so it may go up another degree or two, because my garage is a little cooler than usually than the ambient temperature outside. But anyway, so yeah, you definitely don't want to get dehydrated, that's for sure.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll get to see you tomorrow. I think I'm going to head on back out there. I've got a ways to go, and I got a load of trash to haul, and they're coming next week to put in my new driveway. I'm going to get my driveway paved, and lots of good things going on.
Yeah, just get them to go ahead and pave that runway, too, while you're at it.
I hear you. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later, bud. 73, KN4VWAM, please.
You have a good one. I worked too hard out there. KN4VWA, KB4CBA Mobile.
Had trouble and more trouble on the repeater today, N4DJC.
I tell you, sometimes I try to, think I'm taking the easy way out, and I wind up creating more problems than I do solving them.
Oh, David, I excel at that.
I got this from Ace Hardware, and they have a wall full of, like, if you bring a bolt in there, they have a wall full of nuts that are labeled and everything, and he screwed it in one and said, yeah, this is the size right here. And I didn't even look at it because I didn't know what it was anyway. And but when I got home, it wouldn't start, and so I held it up. You can hold the threads up against the threads of another screw just like it, which I had taken to the store with me, and they would not fall in place with each other, so that means that they're not the right, they're different threads. And so, come find out this is a 6mm by 1, and that one must be a 125 or probably. And anyway, so I thought I could just tap it and change the thread with my dial, but it started, but it didn't like it too much.
One of those little gauges somewhere that I use, you can put the screw up against it, and it fits in the, it looks like a little salt, you know, it's got whether the threads fit in it or not. It's really, you can, when you start getting into some of these unusual thread combinations, it's real easy. You can cross thread on one of them or get it started, I should say, and force it on there, but then you can't get it back out again sometimes, or you ruin whatever you put it in. So I'm real cautious about that. I got all kinds of nuts and bolts and screws in a drawer, or one of those little things that's got the separate containers like you do for fishing tackle. I don't know what I just, I'll put one up there, and if I can get it to match, I'll use it. If not, I'll get it to match and cut it off myself, either grind it off or saw it off. But I tell you one thing, there's so many different variations these days. They just, especially when they come, you know, no tell how old they were or where they were made, that's why it's just a mess sometimes trying to find the correct one.
Yeah, I've got a fractional and a metric tap and die set, and it pretty much runs the gamut. And the ones I don't have, some of the bigger ones, and I'm talking big, I'm talking like spark plug size big, I'd run down to Lawrence Road there. There's a, they used to have a horse sitting out in front of the big old thing. I mean, it was like a full size replica of a horse. I don't know what it was made out of. It's right there in front of the hardware store, and the hardware store is still there. Anyway, I'd go down there and get whatever I needed, or they'd send somebody down there for me from the shop, you know, when I was working at John Finger, and get what I needed if it was, you know, for a customer. And so anyway, but I've never had this happen before. I've never had one lock up in a, when I've tried to change the thread on it, so this must be a pretty tough grade of steel, because you know they have Ace Hardware carries two or three different grades of steel, and they'll ask you, you know, what are you using this for, you know, and that way they know what grade to sell you, because you know, of course the better the grade, the more expensive it is.
Carson's. There's one here in Anderson too, but you know, I go in there occasionally, but some of the unusual stuff is hard to find. You have to buy 40 of them or something like that sometimes too, but find those individual ones is difficult sometimes. I know some of this stuff, especially the Japanese built stuff, you got that JIS standard Phillips type screwdriver deal in it, and this, you know, you'll ruin them taking them out with a regular Phillips head. And I got some bit sets now, the JIS standard, and they fit, and they'll get them out of there. But I've used Phillips before on them, and I got a couple of them I had to replace.
See what I can do here. I'll be back in a minute. KB4 CPA.
Okay, David. If I don't grab you next time, talk to you next time around, have a good afternoon. 73. Sorry, I missed old Storm and Strife Trouble too. Steve, he's listening. 73 to MT. N4DJC.